What's up, everybody, and welcome to the podcast, Dog Mom Mentality, where we strive to play with dogs and not emotions. I am your virtual bestie, Caroline, and I have my furry friend here, Layla, and we are going to give you a break from your day to talk about all things dogs and emotional well-being. If you have ever been emotionally affected by your dog, then this is the podcast for you. Hello, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Dog Mom Mentality Podcast. We are continuing our location lifestyle series with Bailey, who actually lives in her RV with her dog Hudson. Bailey is a 25-year-old full-time content creator. She is currently exploring the world with her boyfriend, who is campaigning for the 2024 Olympics and Formula Kiteboarding, which we do talk about some. I had a lot of questions about what that was, along with their dog, Hudson. Hudson is a 5-year-old lilac French bulldog, and when Hudson was a puppy, he went paralyzed in his back two legs and had spinal surgery. He fought to be able to walk, but today he is a playful puppy that loves to run around. And we actually talk a little bit about the holistic treatment options that Bailey does for her dog, Hudson, at the end of this episode. Along with traveling and being a dog mom, Bailey is the co-host of the podcast Unleashed. Bailey, her boyfriend, and Hudson live in their renovated RV, and I am super excited to share all about that with everyone. I would love to hear your thoughts about this podcast series, all of these location and lifestyle episodes, if you've gotten anything from it, if you've had like a revelation, if you've loved hearing all about the different lifestyles and how this affects their dogs and their owners, their walks, their day-to-day lives. You can send me a message, a DM, or an email, or you could leave a rating and review on this podcast to let me know how you are liking these episodes. Without further ado, we are going to get into this episode with Bailey. Everybody, welcome back. We have another fellow podcaster, Bailey, and you didn't include this in your bio, so I had to put that you were the co-host of Unleashed because you forgot. I was like, we have to give props to the fellow podcasters. So welcome to Dog Mom Mentality. Welcome to the show. And I'm excited to talk about you living in an RV. It's like the cutest thing ever. And I love that you renovated it, you and your boyfriend. So excited to have you on and welcome.
Thank you so much for adding that into my bio because I definitely did forget to add that in. But I am so excited to be here and I'm so excited to record this with you today.
Yeah, thank you. So just kind of give us the like little spiel about you, yourself, your dog, your life, all of that.
Perfect. My name is Bailey. I am 25 years old. I was actually a preschool teacher for 4 years, and then I became a full-time content creator, and my boyfriend and I renovated an RV last year, and now we live in it full-time. I'm actually not in it right now, but we live in it full-time, and we are traveling all over the U.S. mostly, and then we spend our summers a lot of the time in Europe because he is campaigning for the 2024 Olympics. And then my French bulldog Hudson had spinal surgery actually when he was a puppy. And that was something we'll probably talk about a little today, but that's a little bit about us.
Okay, cool. So I looked to see what your boyfriend is campaigning for. And Formula Kiteboarding, kind of like explain what that is. Because I like looked at pictures and I was like, okay, it's on the water, but like, what is this exactly?
Yeah, it's actually being added under sailing in 2024. So it is going to debut at the 2024 Olympics. It is really unique. If you haven't seen it before, just like you did, definitely look it up. It's so interesting. It is actually based on a race course. So they race multiple races over a certain amount of days. I'm probably not explaining it the best. He will probably explain it way better than me. But they are on a board which has a foil, so they are like out of the water a little, and then they're connected to a kite. Okay. That's like the most basic way to explain that, but there's a lot more to that. Definitely look it up if you have not heard about it. It is so cool.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. So is he from Europe, or is that where the 2024 Olympics are going to be? Like, why are you spending your summers in Europe?
Yeah, he is actually from Santa Barbara, but the 2024 Olympics will be in Marseille. The main events are actually in Paris, but because it's sailing and in the ocean, it will be held in Marseille. And there's a lot of international events throughout the year, so that's why we spend a lot of time over in Europe.
Okay, that's so cool. So did you spend last summer there? I don't remember.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I actually went, I did not bring Hudson.
Okay.
I tend to leave Hudson back when I go to Europe. It's just such a big trip for him. So he ends up staying with my parents during that time.
Okay, that makes sense. So he's a traveler, but more of like a national U.S. traveler, not so much international yet, at least.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Okay, so this series is really going into basically different lifestyles with a dog. So I've talked to somebody who lives in the city. I've talked to somebody who lives near the mountains. And like so much compare and contrast. It's like really cool to hear about each person's experience. And I wanted to do this so that other people could really be like, is the grass really greener on the other side? And, you know, maybe they have some of those comparisons. But once they hear it, they're like, oh, my dog probably wouldn't actually like that. Or like, oh, that would be cool. Like maybe one day we can move there, whatever. So this one is all about like living in an RV and you're traveling constantly, living in like a tinier space, a different space every day with your dog. So what does a typical day look like for you all living in an RV and traveling frequently?
A typical day is always so different for us. It's actually funny you ask this because when I try and do vlogs or like day in the life, like what does a day in the life look like? I'm like, every day looks different for us. And I think that's something really unique about living in an RV. And when I saw you were doing this series, after living in an RV, I really have learned so much about, you know, living in it with a dog. And I will say my dog is very mellow, so that adds to how easy it is because he sleeps a lot because he's a French bulldog. But it is just such a unique experience being in an RV versus being in a house or being in, you know, an apartment, whatever it is.
Yeah. So every day looks like totally different. So do you have any kind of routine that you follow or like time structure for things? Which it's so weird too because you're constantly going to be in like different time zones. So like how do you manage that?
Yeah, we definitely have like little things. We, you know, we always get up in the morning and Hudson and I go on a little walk. So that's something that's a part of our day. It is a different time usually every day. Mm-hmm. He is also like, I feel like this is a big thing with dogs. I don't know if everyone feeds their dog very strictly on certain times. I know some people do. I am very lenient on that because I have the most picky dog in the entire world when it comes to food. So we don't really have a structure there. I kind of just feed him when he more is like ready. So that is also kind of, it's so funny because I definitely have like the most lax routine and I used to be the most routine person.
Yeah.
So going to living in an RV, it just, there is like no routine except our morning and we always end our day with a walk also just to get him out. I make sure that the beginning of our day and our end of our day are out of the RV because we do end up spending a lot of time inside the RV.
Okay. So how often are you traveling from place to place? Is it like every weekend you go somewhere or is it like every day you're like driving an hour or two?
That is a really good question because I think that actually adds to a layer because I know a lot of people who RV stay at campgrounds and they're set up in a location for a certain amount of time. So that gives you a little structure. We do not do it that way. We make it even more changing up. So we move spots like almost every day.
Okay.
We're always in a new location, new spot. We did spend 5 months in Florida, but we are always in new locations. We spent a good amount of time in one spot, but we don't really stay at campgrounds a lot. So we're not in like a constant same spot every day, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I was actually kind of like hoping you would say that because like I think it does add to that variability and can show like how unique this type of living is. That like you don't have to be at a campground or like you don't have to be in one place every day. Because really whenever I was thinking about living in an RV or a van, like, I wasn't really thinking about how small it was. I was thinking more so about the constant, like, on the road traveling to, like, new places, right? So I think that's, like, just so cool about living in an RV and kind of having that lifestyle.
Yeah, I definitely love it. And I think something that I really learned pretty quickly with, like, one not much routine and trying to get Hudson out was finding really cool places to go explore and just doing new places every day, or finding a park and going to all these different kinds of locations. I don't really do dog parks. I don't do dog parks. Not really. I don't do dog parks. So finding, like, big places that he could run around and be safe, but also was, like, fun for us to explore. And I think that was something that was really fun. That doesn't come, like, if we were at a campground, we would just hang out there probably and walk around and, you know, get our routine there. Where when we're always changing places, we're finding new parks. And it was just really fun to do that with a dog.
Oh, totally. I'm so sure about that. And the good thing is that Hudson's, like, pretty tiny, right? Like, how much does he weigh?
He's, like, 22 pounds, so he's tiny.
Okay.
He's dense.
Yeah, so he's tiny. Like, easy to, like, take different places. You know, if you, like, does he go in a bag? Is that, like, a question I can ask? Do you, like, ever carry him, one of those, like, bags? Okay.
Yeah, I have a backpack for him because, again, when I mean we walk, I have a feeling your pup is very different than mine. Like, walking is, like, five steps, and then he's like, I'm done. You want to, like, pick me up?
Yeah, like, Layla, I could not put in a bag or a backpack. Like, one, I wouldn't be able to carry her, like, unless it was an emergency. But two, she would just be like, I am not doing this. So I feel like with you, it would be so much easier to just, like, put Hudson in a bag, like, go into a coffee shop, go into a restaurant, a bar, like, whatever it is. And, like, he's there, but he's fine, right?
Yeah. He's pretty mellow. I feel like he is so tiny too. Like, we go to, like, one thing we do a lot is we go to coffee shops to work, and he's just so little. He kind of just, like, curls up. It's not, like, much thought. Like, is there room? You know, it's just, like, he's so tiny. He just kind of, like, hangs out and sleeps most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. So whenever you started living in an RV, do you think it was harder on you or on him?
I feel like it was definitely an adjustment for us both. I would say probably, obviously, for different reasons. For Hudson, I feel like it was a really big change for him. And something I actually noticed was it takes him 3 days to adjust, about 3 days every time we transition, which we transition, not like moving in the RV, but when we come back to California, we stay with my parents and he's like with a pack of Frenchies and he, you know, there's a lot going on. So every time we take him out of that environment, it is a big adjustment for him. So I definitely will say there's, like, 3 days I noticed him, like, really adjusting and kind of not in the happiest of moods probably those 3 days. But then he's, like, quick to get into it and, like, happy. For me, it was just a really big change in the sense of not knowing anyone where I was and always trying to be confident in new places and find a routine. Obviously, I haven't really found that good of a routine because when you asked my routine, I was like, yeah, I have none.
Yeah. That's okay.
But really, I think it was a big adjustment for us both, but it's been a really good adjustment, I would say, honestly, for both of us also.
Oh, that is so, so good to hear. And I love what you said, like, it kind of makes you gain confidence or, like, get you out of your comfort zone that every day you have to, like, meet new people or, like, go to this place that you've never been before. Is that something that you're used to, or are you like, eh, I kind of hate it? Like, I know that you just recorded a podcast about, like, introverts, extroverts, or ambience.
Ambiverts.
Yeah, I've never heard of, like, that before. So what are you?
I'm an introvert. That is what we did a quiz, and I came back as an introvert.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Whenever I saw that, I was, like, trying to guess, like, who is what before I would, like, listen to the podcast episode. And I feel like, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and, like, being on this, like, traveling extravaganza, like, all the time, I feel like that's really pushing you out of your comfort zone.
That has definitely pushed me a lot to grow as, like, a person, and that's something I've really been trying to share more because it's, like, you can see all these, like, really fun sides of it, and I love it, and I love that it's pushed me out of comfort zone, but there are hard times where I'm, like, it sounds silly, but, like, going to a new workout class all the time, like, that sounds so easy, but for me, it's, like, always going somewhere new and meeting new people, and, like, all those things have been a big challenge for me but have also helped me grow in so many ways. And I'm a big person on always wanting to grow. So I try and put myself in those situations because I know it helps me become a better version of myself the more I'm doing those things.
Right. And that makes so much sense. I feel like at first it would be so intimidating, but then once you do it, you know, like a handful of times, it's going to get easier. So, you know, by like your fifth move, you're like, okay, I got this down. Like, these are the questions I ask to different people and new people. And like, these are the fun facts I say about myself, like the icebreakers. And then it kind of starts. And I feel like something that's really good is like just having Hudson, because that's like an automatic icebreaker. Like, people want to ask you about your dog.
Yeah, it's definitely been so nice. And it's also for me been really nice, like especially when my boyfriend is training all day, to have like him with like Hudson with me, to go to the beach and go on a walk with Hudson and not always be alone. Even if you're meeting, and then, you know, people stop and talk to you about Hudson. So then you're meeting new people like that also. But it gives you that like sense of, I feel like, not always feeling alone when you are always in new places because you have your animal with you and your pet. And it's just such a good feeling. And I definitely noticed how much I love having Hudson around when we were not in our environment. Like, I obviously always love having him around, but when you're like alone somewhere, you're like, wow, like it's so nice having your pet with you.
Yeah, that like constant of like, I might not have like anything else, but like, at least I have like this constant thing by my side, like my constant pet by my side. Yeah, that would be so nice. And probably like one of the saving graces, like if I were to travel, it would make me feel so secure to have like that constant of Layla with me at least.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge like layer to traveling full time. I would say like if you are traveling full time, I feel like having a pet is such a nice layer to have just because it's also so fun. I feel like it pushes you to do other things. Like if I was just in the RV all day, I probably would just end up working all day and not going and exploring just because you end up putting your head down and focusing, where when you have a pet, you have other responsibilities and things to think about, like taking them out and going on walks and all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So how old is Hudson?
He is 5.
Okay, so he lived like 3 or 4 years in like one place prior to being in an RV. So beforehand, did you live in a house or an apartment, or like what was the pre-RV life like?
Yeah, Hudson's had a little bit of everything. So we originally started in an apartment in Santa Barbara, and then we lived in a little house with roommates. And then right before everything happened, we moved back with my parents, and we lived at my parents' house with 2 other Frenchies and my parents at a house with a yard for the last couple of years before moving into the RV.
Okay, so he had like house and apartment and roommates and other dogs. Like he really did like have a bit of a mix of everything. Really, it's funny though, because it's like he kind of went from this environment where there's like always people, always dogs, to like just you, your boyfriend, and him, which is probably really, really different. So do you think he thrives with other people and other dogs, and like I don't want to say like constant chaos, but like, you know, whenever you just like have more people, like roommates or your parents or other dogs, like there is more going on. So do you think he like does better with that, or does better with like you, your boyfriend, and just him, where it's kind of like a little bit more solitude, I guess, for a dog?
That's a really good question. I would say he's 2 very different dogs in the 2 different environments, which is really interesting to see, and something I've actually thought a lot about. And I honestly think he does good in both. He is very good at adjusting and he loves being the center of attention. But when he is with the pack at my parents' house, he has to be with all of them, is very attached to the dogs, and is a little less attached to me. Where when we're obviously in the RV and it's just us, he's very attached to me. And he's not a big, we're not the best at making friends all the time. So we're not like, unless it's like my parents' dogs, we're not like hanging out with other dogs, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I saw that your parents got a new puppy, another Frenchie, and you were just like really happy that Hudson made friends with the puppy so quickly, because you were kind of saying that, like, introducing him to new dogs, like, isn't always, like, the greatest experience for the first time. So, yeah, I could totally see how, like, you know, taking him to dog parks, like, might not be the thing that you all do, because you just know that your dog doesn't vibe with that.
No, he gets so overwhelmed. That's why I feel like he does really well in the chaos of my parents' house. And he's, like, this, like, very different dog. But then, like, he also very much likes being just him with us. And it's crazy. I don't know if I realized how different of a dog he was until you kind of take him out of the environments and put him in a new one. And it's, like, he just, like, completely changes how he is. He also was really way better trained when he's just with me and my boyfriend. Versus here, I feel like he kind of thinks he just runs the show. Like, what are you doing? We just practiced all this for so long.
Yeah, I can, like, totally see that, because, like, whenever it's just me, my husband, and Layla at our house, like you said, just kind of, like, knows the drill, trained, like, follows the rules. And then it's like we go to my mom's or we go to my husband's parents, and she's just like you said, just, like, does her own thing, like, doesn't think anything applies to her, like, she's the guest, like, appease her, basically.
Yeah. I'm every time we come home, I'm like, you're not as attached to me. Like, he literally, like, will not sleep with me here. I'm like, what? Oh. Like, we're no longer, and, like, in the RV, he must be with us at all moments. And then we get here and he's like, bye, see you later. It's like a teenager. Like, he's all grown up and has friends and is like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
That's so funny. Yeah, you're not besties whenever you're in public. Whenever you're around his friends, you're, like, not besties. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, you're embarrassing.
Yeah. Was there anything that you all did before you transitioned into the RV to kind of, like, prepare Hudson for, I don't know, just, like, traveling all the time?
I think something that we did unintentionally is, since he was a puppy and I lived in Santa Barbara, we were always in the car going. It's like only an hour drive to my parents' house, but we were always going back and forth. So he got really good in the car. And then I fly with Hudson, so he was also good at just being on the go. And I think unintentionally I prepared him for an RV situation, but I don't know if I would have thought of that before. But I definitely think living in an RV, if you ever are considering it with a dog, getting them comfortable in a car is huge, because we are driving so much and it is like there's a lot of noise, there's a lot happening, and there's so many variables that he could have been very nervous or freaked out, but the second he gets in a car, he falls asleep. So I think because of all our practice in a car, that was really helpful to moving into an RV, because I think it would be so stressful if he wasn't comfortable when we're driving, because that's such a big part of our everyday.
Oh, totally. Like, I'm just imagining right now somebody being like, yeah, I want to travel in an RV with my dog, and their dog get, like, car sick every time they, like, get in a moving, transportation vehicle.
And when your dog throws up in an RV, it is not as easy as if you have a house and a laundry machine. I learned the hard way. It was all over our bed. I was like, oh, great. Now what do we do? And he didn't even get car sick. It was something else. But if your dog did get car sick, that would be very hard.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. That's, like, not really something that I've ever thought about. You know, we have our camper and that we go, but it's really only, like, a week at a time. So we're not really doing laundry or, like, thinking about it. But just, like, how do you find laundry? Do you just go to laundromats? Like, are those, like, still a thing?
Yeah, we do laundry.
Is that a dumb question?
No, I literally never did laundromats until we lived in an RV or were in Europe. So we do laundromats. Okay. And then what we'll do a lot of times, we will stay at an RV park for, like, one night once a week or every other week just to do, like, laundry and all those kind of, like, it's like our household day.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've never thought about that. So I'm glad you brought that up. But what are some of the stressors or challenges that you kind of ran into whenever you started the RV life? And, like, this could be really simple, like, you didn't think about, like, how Hudson would like the floors or the stairs or, like, the noises, or it could just be, like, a mindset thing.
I feel like something that was really stressful for us as like me, my boyfriend, and Hudson was Hudson got very attached to the RV. And I did not think that was going to happen, but he became very like anytime we were in the RV, he would want to get outside and lay outside, but that was as far as he would want to get. And that became very stressful because I knew he needed his exercise and I knew we needed to go on a walk, but he had no interest. Like he would just sit down like four steps away from the RV and just like lay out and not let me walk him. And that got, I would say, very frustrating, even though I was like trying to be patient too, because it was just like weeks of he would not walk. So I think that was really stressful. We finally did get over that hump, but he just became, I think there were so many changes that the RV became his constant and his safe spot. So he didn't want to get far from the RV.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've like, would have never thought that. Is he territorial about it too? So like whenever you were at RV parks, was he like wanting to guard it and like barking at people whenever they come by? Like, is that something that you had to worry about?
Yes. He's very territorial over the RV. And it's, people is fine. He's totally okay with people. But if a dog comes near the RV front door, he is definitely not happy. He's not one that's going to like bite another dog, but he does, like he will, like if a dog gets too close, he'll kind of get in their face and be like, no, this is my space. And he talks really funny, like a Frenchie. If you guys have ever heard Frenchies talk, it is hilarious. And I don't know what these noises are, but Hudson makes the funniest noises. So those are some noises you get when he gets territorial over the RV.
That's funny. Yeah, it's so interesting because Layla's not really a guardy dog. Like, she doesn't really resource guard. She's not like super territorial about, you know, dogs coming up to me or my husband or anything like that. But I've noticed that with our house, like if somebody walks by on the sidewalk, she will bark at them. And I'm like, this is so weird. Like, you've never like been territorial about something before. But I'm kind of thinking like it's the same for Hudson where he's like, this is just like my constant. So like nobody mess with it.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially when he became so attached to it and didn't want to leave it, that just added to it. And that was actually something when we moved into the RV, I really wanted to work on with him was one, the RV. And then he also became more, I would say, territorial over me when we were gone. So we really spent time practicing with that because I could tell it was something he would just kind of almost get so frustrated, it felt like, inside, and he didn't know like what to do with that. So that was something we really spent time practicing when we were gone, just because I wanted him to be comfortable when we were out and not always feel like he had to, you know, like protect the RV or protect me, because you could definitely see that was starting to get more and more just because I think it was that constant and that comfortable place for him.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Whenever you do leave and you leave him in the RV, is he in a crate? Is he like free roam? Like, what does that setup look like?
Yeah, he is just free roam. I have a camera on him because I make sure that I can see him all the time. And then I just put a bed and he literally just walks to his bed and puts himself to sleep. So he sleeps the entire time we're gone. He will not, usually not even wake up. He's pretty easy that way, which is really nice, especially in the RV, because I don't really want people knowing he's in there. I never take him out where we're going to get out and leave him because I just feel like I just would rather people not know I have a dog in the RV. I'm like, that just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Right. Totally. Yeah, that makes sense. Like whenever we were camping in our camper, we would put Layla in a crate just because we kind of knew that that was more of her like safe space and that she like typically doesn't bark in our crate. But we were like, if she free roams, well, one, there's really not a whole lot of space in our camper that she like could free roam because it's like a box truck and it's like not as big as your RV. Your RV is like definitely probably a studio size almost, right? Like, how many square feet is your RV?
That's a really good question. I actually don't know that off the top of my head, but I do think sometimes photos make it look bigger. It's a 24-foot RV. So if you know the square footage of that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I meant, 24 feet. So yeah, yours is like definitely bigger than ours. Because like ours, like, I don't know, she just like really couldn't do anything if she was free roaming. Like literally she could lay in like two different spots basically. But yeah, I don't think like if Layla was in that, position where she, like, we were going to the grocery store or something, like someplace that she couldn't come in, and we had to leave her out there. I wouldn't want people to know she was out there either. So, like, in order to keep her from barking, like if just noise came by or whatever, we would crate her because we knew that, like, that was her safe space, go to, like, her little spot.
And the crate definitely becomes their safe spot, which is such a great feeling for them to have that. And I think that's, like, right. We have this, like, tiny bed, and Hudson always ends up in that bed, which I feel like ends up being his safe spot. Right. I think I just never crated him when he was little, so then I didn't think to even bring that into the RV. But I could see how that would be so helpful if you're in an RV and that's their safe spot. They're like, okay, I'm, like, at home. Time to go to sleep.
Totally. Yeah. And we even take the crate that we have in our house with us in the RV. So it's, like, the exact same one. But yeah, I think it's, like, super dependent too on, like, if you crated your dog from the get-go or not.
Yeah.
On the opposite side, what are some of the benefits or pros you've seen of living in an RV with a dog? I know you've kind of, like, talked about this already a little bit with, like, meeting new people, but were there any other expected benefits or pros that you've come across?
I was gonna say one of the big things was just meeting new people and, like, training. That's been really nice. I feel like it's also just gotten him so much more, like, for a dog, got him so much more comfortable with the constant change, which is obviously not easy. So I feel like at first it was a lot more dramatic of a change for him, where now he's so used to it. So that's been really nice. I love it for, you know, us. It's been just such a fun experience, especially, like, at our age to do. And I think it's been so great for Hudson because I kind of feel like he got a little bit more independent in a way and learned a little bit more for, you know, being in new places and the training and all of that. I know we touched on that, but I just feel like that was so big for him because of the environment we were in before. So that was really nice. And I think it's such a fun lifestyle. You said you've only done weekends, right, of RVing?
Right.
Would you ever consider doing it full time, you think, or does that sound scary?
Well, not in our current camper, one, because it needs a new engine soon probably. But just secondly, like, it would have to be bigger for us to actually live in it. But, like, at one point we kind of toyed around with the idea just because both me and my husband work from home now. I mean, he travels some, but, like, whenever he's not traveling for work, then he works from home. So we were like, oh, we, like, actually could do that if we wanted to. But I don't think it's as big of a dream now as it was, like, 6 months to a year ago.
It definitely, I feel like, is so dependent on where you are at in your life, because it is, there's so much change to it, and it is going from, like, such a big, I feel like even if you live in an apartment or whatever it is, it's such a big change. Like, you're downsizing so much when you move into an RV, and then add the dog layer on top of it. There's a lot of factors that come into it, especially, you know, if your dog is used to living in a house, it changes their environment a lot, even though there are pros to it. And I love it so much.
Yeah, that is so good to hear. I think one of the biggest questions that people have whenever it comes to living in an RV with a dog is just about the vet. Like, how do you go to the vet with your dog? Like, because, you know, typically people have this one vet that knows everything about their dog, and so for you it's like you're constantly going to be changing. So what does that look like for you? And then I also want to talk about Hudson's spinal surgery and the acupuncture that you have him do.
Yeah, so that all I can kind of answer, I think, all kind of together. But we pretty much, what I decided to do, because it is complicated, is I have our main vet in California. And then we have a family house in Tennessee. So we're spending a lot of time in Florida. Just that's our, like, lifestyle right now. So I found a new vet in Nashville that I really like. And I went to and kind of had him become one of Hudson's main vets also, that I would go to anytime we're there. And then on top of that, I've actually been using an app. It's called Vetted, to, if I ever have questions, I just send them questions. And then I've asked them, talking about the acupuncture, I'll just ask them to help find me places near me anytime I'm moving, and they'll do the research for me, send me places that are good around me, and then that's how I'll find a new place. I do take a little bit more time, I will say, off of acupuncture when we're on the go a lot, but we do have a few places, like one, like a little spread out in Florida, in Nashville, and in California, that I at least know where I can take him if he really needs to go. But those are a few ways I do. It definitely does get more complicated when you're traveling a lot. And I've had that question. And I think a big thing is finding an app or, you know, someone that you can kind of communicate with that knows what's going on with your pet, that can either be like, you need to go to an emergency vet or you need to go find somebody or here's where you can go, or no big deal, we can talk over, you know, like an app, or you can ask us questions. Right. 'Cause I've definitely had those moments too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like, you know, I've used stuff like that before with Pop and through our pet insurance, but I've never thought like, oh, like that's how you would do it whenever you're traveling. So how often does Hudson get acupuncture? And like, I've had acupuncture before, but what is like this specifically, like what does it actually do for him? With like his spinal surgery, like why do you get him acupuncture?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I actually just filmed a YouTube about Hudson's spinal surgery today. I'm like, ooh, I'm all prepped for these questions. But
yay.
For Hudson, for acupuncture, we usually do, I would say like once a month, probably when we're traveling. When I am like in one spot for a little bit, we'll go like every other week. But for Hudson, it really makes a big difference. It isn't something I would say at the point he is at now with recovery, he has to go all the time. But I do notice a big difference in his energy, how he's walking. And he will randomly get kind of kinked in his back, which is like he'll just like suddenly, it's kind of scary. But he'll suddenly kind of lose his like back legs again. And I notice that happens more when I'm not on top of acupuncture. And really all he needs is to be stretched. But that stops happening when we're going to acupuncture consistently. So for him, it's really just situational. And I notice a big difference in how he is. But when I go to vets, they're not like, you have to come all the time. I just try and stay on top of it so we don't run into the stiffness and those kinks that he does get from his spinal surgery.
Okay. So whenever he was a puppy, he lost mobility in his legs. Is that correct?
Yeah, when he was a puppy, he went paralyzed in his back two legs around 5 months, and he actually had spinal surgery at 8 months. He was diagnosed with kyphosis, which is a curvature of the spine, so it was slowly pushing on his spinal cord, which slowly caused him to go paralyzed in his back two legs.
Okay, so he had spinal surgery that corrected the curvature, and then the acupuncture just basically helps maintain the... what would you call it? Like maintain the structure, like the health, I guess, of like his muscles and everything around his spine. Is that right?
Yeah. I feel like I know there's so many things when it comes to acupuncture. I think it really helps like the blood flow,
yeah.
All those things that, you know, he does get so, I think because of his spinal surgery, there's obviously still aftermath of it. And it just, he gets so stiff. You can tell when he hasn't gotten it. So I really think it just helps kind of loosen everything, keep him moving. I know there's a lot more behind the acupuncture too, but it really just helps his muscles. And I've noticed just such a difference. And I actually know a lot of people, I've talked to so many people now since Hudson had his spinal surgery, that did acupuncture for their pup that had IVDD or different things, and they ended up never needing surgery because acupuncture helped so much. So those are really cool stories. And that was actually something I really wanted to do with Hudson, was I wanted to do acupuncture all the way, but it got so drastic so fast. And pretty much I was told he'd go paralyzed in the next few days if he didn't have surgery, like completely. Mm-hmm. So that's what led us to surgery. But then on top of it, I continued acupuncture, which I think was so cool to be able to do both and see the results that we got today.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I've seen you post, I think, both like pictures and videos of it. So whenever you take him, does a vet do it or is it somebody else that does the acupuncture?
Yeah, a vet will do it. Usually it's like a holistic or Chinese medicine vet that you'll find that does it. I'm sure there's other ones too. Those are usually the ones that I end up going to.
Okay. So you like bring him in and does he just like lay down and they, you know, put the needles in him for the acupuncture and then does he just like stay there for, you know, like 5 to 10 minutes or like 30 minutes? Like what does that process look like for a dog? Because I know what it looks like for a human, but it's so different, I feel like.
That is a really good question because I feel like every time I post a photo of Hudson getting acupuncture, the main question is how is he staying still? So
yeah,
we do, when we bring him in, he gets the needles in his back, and it's about 30 minutes to 45 minutes he lays there. And I wish I had the magic solution to this one. I really think, again, it comes from Hudson being a puppy and starting so young. He genuinely gets so excited about acupuncture. And I feel like once they do it, he kind of just relaxes and ends up falling asleep. So I don't feel like that's like an, you know, like I wish I had like an answer of like, this is what I do. But I think he's just so relaxed when he's there that he most of the time ends up falling asleep. I've had like two times when like a dog has walked by and he's gone all riled up and he stood up with them in his back and they say that's fine too.
Right.
But most of the time he sleeps all the way through, which is amazing because I think it'd be a little more stressful if he was trying to like walk around and roam during our acupuncture sessions, especially because they are not just 10 minutes. You know, they're a long period of time that he has to be staying still, which is hard to tell a dog not to move.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Because I know whenever I've had acupuncture, it was for like 45 minutes to an hour, but I was like, do they do that long of a time period for a dog, or like how does that look? So yeah, you definitely answered that question. Are there any other kinds of like holistic health vet stuff that you have done with Hudson?
I don't even know if is red light therapy and all that considered holistic. I'm trying to think.
I feel like it probably is. I feel like
okay, yeah, I've done like red light therapy. We've done all of that stuff. We've done different like herbs and things like that, which I know is such a different thing to do for a dog, but I've noticed great things with him. Getting Hudson to take those is a task, but I've done all that. We do a mix of both kind of vets. So I think it's really cool to kind of, you know, get both opinions and then find the best solution for Hudson just because of everything he's gone through. The poor dog has been thrown a lot of things in his lifetime, but I've found that going to both kinds of vets has actually been really helpful for us. So just having acupuncture, laser, red light therapy, you know, doing different things has been a great balance for Hudson's recovery and all the other things the dog has been thrown throughout his puppy life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would love to learn so much more just about the holistic health vet approach, because I feel like people always talk about holistic health with like their food basically, or like, you know, some people talk about like mental stimulation, like, and kind of group that in with holistic health. But to hear about red light therapy and like laser therapy and all of that kind of stuff, like I've never heard about that on a dog. So I would be really interested to learn more about that at some point. So like if you have a video, a YouTube video, Instagram, whatever, please send it my way. Cause I'm like, okay, like I need to know about this stuff now.
Yes, I definitely will. I have videos too of Hudson getting it, and it's so cute to just see him laying there when he is getting the red light therapy and all of that.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, send that to me and I will link it in the show notes because I'm sure other people are going to be interested in that. So we've covered a lot of topics and I have a few rapid fire questions to ask you. But before we do that, is there anything that we didn't touch on that you want to shout out or like bring up?
I think we covered a good amount on the RV topic. I feel like that was such a good conversation about everything. I really liked all the questions that you asked too, because I feel like it made me think a little outside of the box of, you know, living in this every day. I feel like sometimes you don't always realize how big of a difference it makes, and to sit down and have this conversation is so cool.
Okay, cool. I'm so glad that we kind of covered like all areas, but I know that like where I'm not in your shoes, like there might be things that you think of that I didn't think of, or like just whatever comes up. So I wanted to make sure we like covered all of our bases. So for our rapid fire questions, just name off the first thing that comes to your head. Your favorite place that you've been in since living in an RV.
I think Florida, because we spent the most time there, Fort Lauderdale. I loved that place. I loved the beaches there with Hudson.
How are those beaches different than the ones in California?
They reminded me of a tropical island. The water was so warm and the beaches were just so different. I loved the beaches there.
Okay. Yeah, I've always heard that the beaches are different. And like, I know I've been to the Pacific Northwest beaches, and I've been to East Coast beaches and Florida beaches. Like, I've been to Fort Lauderdale, and like, they are completely different. So I kind of wanted to see like what you thought about them since you grew up in California.
Yeah, they're so different.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think is Hudson's favorite place you've been to since living in an RV?
Hudson has become obsessed with the beach. So I'd say any place, like we are at the beach, he is in love with it. He gets so excited when we get to the beach. It's so cute.
Oh, that's awesome. Does he go into the water?
He does now. It took practice, but now he like runs up to the water, and that was not how he was before. So it's really cool to see just over time, giving him that experience, how much he's grown to love the ocean.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cute too. He's like so small. I can just like imagine him like going up and like sticking his little face in the water. Okay. Yeah. Must have gear for van life or RV life with a dog. I know you've like been sharing some of these on your Instagram, so I wanted to hear like, you know, top five, top three, whatever you want to say.
Probably silicone water bowls. That sounds silly, but having water bowls that can be down when you're driving is huge for us, at least, or like even just like that's not like tipping over and you always have to pick up and put down. That was huge. Paw pads for Hudson were great. You just stick them on the bottom of his paws so he's not slipping out on our hardwood floors. And then an emergency kit. That was something that was really important to me because I shared this recently on my Instagram. I got myself in a sticky situation because I didn't have Benadryl. For emergencies, for allergies and things like that. So just always having an emergency kit for your dog, just in case you get something happens and you can't get somewhere right away.
Oh yeah, that's such a good one. Yeah, totally. Do you guys do like a lot of hiking as well? Because I know like a bunch of hikers always have an emergency kit on them for their dogs. But like if you're just living in the suburbs or something like that, that's not really something that I would have thought of.
Yeah, we do a little hiking, but nothing too crazy. We do most of our time, honestly, is spent at the beach. But really what motivated me to get my emergency kit put together was Hudson having an allergic reaction where his face and everything like really swelled up. And it was from something he actually ate. But, you know, it was one of those situations where it reminded me, like, just have it on us in case something happens so we're able to at least get things to settle down. And you know, there's a lot of things that go in emergency kit. That's just the main thing that I was like, ooh, I need to add to mine.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that. Okay, I've loved this conversation. Thank you so much for coming on and talking through everything about RV life. And I want to end with, what does having a dog mom mentality mean to you?
Dog mom mentality means to me to always advocate for your dog, live a healthy lifestyle, be open-minded, and to always work on being a better version of yourself so you can show up the best for your dog.
Ah, yes, I love it. I think this like whole thing of like trying to be a better version of yourself like is so key right now. Like that's a common theme that like really keeps coming up for me. So I'm so glad that it's like resonating and other people are kind of vibing with that theme.
And thank you so much for having me on. It was so much fun to talk about all this and even, you know, talk about how we're growing as, you know, individuals to be there more for our dog is so important. And it's so great to be able to sit down and talk about, you know, living in an RV and how it's affected me, but also how it's affected Hudson and the journey we've been on.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for coming on. If you could tell everybody where to find you on social media, YouTube, all of that.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Hey Bailey Drew.
Okay, awesome. And is that your YouTube as well?
Yeah, that's my social media handles are Hey Bailey Drew.
Okay, perfect. I will have all of that linked in the show notes so you can go watch all the videos, look at all the things. She has a highlight for your RV renovation. So if you're like curious about that, you can go to that highlight as well, which we didn't really even touch on, but you guys did like the whole reno of your RV, right?
Yeah, we did the whole renovation ourselves. I actually did YouTube the whole thing, which was really, I'm so happy I did because it was so cool to see it come together. So I have that all on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It was so fun. We learned everything along the way. We pretty much bought an RV off Craigslist and then just went for it and learned everything as we went. So it was really fun.
Oh yeah, so cool. Okay, so if you're interested in that, then definitely go check out the Haley's YouTube. Or Bailey's YouTube, sorry. I'm thinking of your co-host too at the same time. Okay, so.
You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are interested in that, then definitely go check out Bailey's YouTube and her podcast with her co-host, Haley, that's called Unleashed. All right. Thank you so much for coming on, and I will talk to you all next week.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dog Mom Mentality Podcast. My name is Caroline. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Dog Mom Mentality. And if you haven't already, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you are listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And if nothing else, I hope you get to play with your dog today.